Thank you, Dick. It is 7:52 now on 1310 WIBA, Madison, the morning on this Friday, February 9th. Pass this along here. City of Madison now has declared a snow emergency. So the snow emergency will stay in effect until 7 a.m. February 11th. That is Sunday. So snow emergency in effect in Madison until Sunday morning at 7 a.m. That means the Isthmus crowd, you have to play by alternate parking rules. If you don't, you'll get fined and towed. It's time for our Business of the Week. It is sponsored by Genesis Painting, coloring your home and your business. And our business this week is so unique. I love it. It's Lost and Found Ring, LLC. On the line with me, I have Dan Reckley. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Robin.
Boy, I've heard about, you've been in the news several times about these impossible finds you conduct. First of all, describe your business.
So I am a professional ring finder, something that you wouldn't think even exists.
No, but I know it.
So I started out metal detecting as a hobby, just with my kids, just as something to do with them, to get outside, be active,
yeah.
And probably a couple years ago, we actually found somebody's lost ring that they had posted on Craigslist after the Ironman race. And upon finding it and returning to them, they gave us a reward. And it was at that point that we kind of determined that there's a need for this, and we started a business.
Yeah, so you're a fairly new business.
We are. So we've been in business for 3 years, and during that three-year period, we've actually found and returned 68 rings to people in the Madison area. And I estimate conservatively that those are about $100,000 worth of rings that, you know, we've pulled out of land, dirt, water, snow, leaves, you know, garbage, everything. People lose stuff all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, tell me about it. What's the most unusual thing that you found, Dan?
So, you know, every lost ring hunt is unique. People lose it in just doing everyday activities. People will throw their rings after disputes. But probably one of the most unusual searches that we've ever done, we got a call for a couple whose parents had passed away, and they were cleaning out the house, and they actually found a treasure map of the backyard with a big X in the back that said silver cache of coins. We didn't find anything, though, but, you know, that,
you know, those parents probably had a real wicked sense of humor, and there never was anything.
But, you know, we gave them peace of mind before they sold the house that everything was cleared, and, you know, they probably dug it up years ago. But yeah, we get calls for a whole range of items.
All right, and how do you determine compensation? I mean, is there a set fee, or does it matter on what you're looking to find if it's valued at, you know, $10,000?
Yeah, so my compensation is pretty much reward based, and it's all discretionary. I usually don't set the reward. I do charge a small search fee just to cover my time and
sure.
gas. Within the Madison area, it's $25, which is just dirt cheap, and that's for land searches. We also search in water. All of our equipment is fully submersible, waterproof, so I can go up to my chin in water. So during the summer, we get a lot of water calls, people out in the water throwing a football, and that mm-hmm. ring goes flying off. And then I do search throughout the state of Wisconsin, too. So depending on how far I travel, we'll negotiate that search fee, and then if I find it, it's just a discretionary reward after that.
And, yeah, it's just a guy and his metal detector, pretty much, right?
That's right, yep.
Do your kids help you?
You know, so when we started out, it was definitely something my kids would join me on most hunts. As the business is growing, they'll come along with, you know, maybe every other hunt. One of them will come along with me, which is cool, so they can see,
yeah.
you know, helping people out and, you know, looking for treasure.
Wow, Dan, what a fantastic service that you offer. It's been a thrill to have you on this morning. How do we get in touch with you?
You can give me a call anytime, 24 hours a day. Time is really the most important thing when you lose a ring, especially out in public. Somebody could pick it up and pocket it.
Yeah.
So give me a call at 608-492-1070 or visit me at www.lostandfoundring.com.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to remember, lostandfoundring.com. All right.
That's right.
Dan, congrats. You can nominate your business. Log on to our website, wiba.com. Enter keyword business. The Business of the Week is sponsored by Genesis Painting, coloring your home and your business.